Blog Talk Radio.
Shine upon you for the next 90 minutes. Let all the parts of your body, mind, and soul relax and listen to His word. Let the music and shared word bring you solace. Let Ken's shared word open you to the love the Lord has to offer. Listen, learn, and remember. In the troubled times we live in, nothing is promised but His love and light. I also want to say, happy Gay Pride.
That's right. It's Gay Pride Month for the whole month of June. All righty. Okay. Let's get into some music here.
Where will you run, my soul? Where will you go when wells run dry? fading light when night is breaking. I know you will always be waiting. You'll always be there. I'm running to the secret place where you are, where you are. I'll sing to you of all the ways you stole my heart, stole my heart. Better is the moment that I spend with you than a million other days away. I'm running to the secret place. Ooh, 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 ooh. You are my only hope. You are the rock on which I stand. Will not let me go. I know that I'm safe inside your head. In the fading light when night is breaking, I know you will always be waiting. You'll always be there. I'm running to the secret place where you are.
Hearts awake to life. We are satisfied here with you, here with you. Chains will hit the floor, broken lives restored. We couldn't ask for more. Here with you, here with you.
Satisfied here with you, here.
wanna see you, but I guess not. I don't have the strength to speak tonight.
Thank you. will come days again, wrestling not to believe things you say I am. Well, I've forgotten what's inside and who I'm meant to be. I'm reminded what's inside and I've forgotten me.
Celebrate.
For this is my son was dead, and now he's alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate. Now the oldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he had received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you. I have never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property and with prostitutes, you killed a fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you're always with me, and that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad for his brother was dead and is alive, and it was lost and is found. That's Luke chapter 5, verses 11 through 32. So place yourself in every facet of the story. Find your own story of redemption and reconciliation in Jesus' word. Secondly, where do you need the grace of your Heavenly Father today? What part of your life needs the redeeming love of God? And thirdly, turn to the Father and confess your sin. Confess your need of his embrace and forgiveness, and allow him to forgive and heal the areas of your life wrought with destruction of sin. See, we are in a constant need of God's grace. We will never live a perfect day. We will never step outside an immense need to be unconditionally loved and forgiven by our Father. You see, sin robs us of the abundant life available to us in Jesus every day. And until we allow God to forgive and heal the sinful places in our life, we will not experience the tremendous power and grace of our Heavenly Father in those areas. So may you spend the entirety of your day wrapped in the arms of your Father. May he speak new identity over you as a child, both forgiven and empowered for freedom. And may you experience the abundant life only found in receiving the overwhelming and free grace of God. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 6. It will bring this devotional and more into life for you. Amen. Well, this brings us to the question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay. Because in a few moments, I'm going to give you that opportunity to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But first, let me ask you, are you tired of living this life that you're living? Not knowing which way is up or down, your days are confused, not knowing where to go, okay? Are you lost but needing to be found? Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you are suffering from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, gaming, internet, whatever it may be. You see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, guess what? He's got to know you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you just said this prayer, we here would like you to call in to area code 657 383 1487. Once again, that is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key to let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And once again, I'll give you that number. It's area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key to come on live. Amen. Okay, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, and all his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to give your life to Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them by calling in once again to 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Okay, God bless you all. I hope you call in, because 1 can trickle 10, 10 can trickle 100, 100 can trickle 1,000. But be that first caller and say that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Well, we're going to play some music. Okay, here we go.
Let me be the part of choosing how we will live our lives. Thank you. head was lost. If everything I knew was suddenly a fraud, and all I had was you holding on, would it all be the same? Could I find beauty in the pain? Would I sing your praise? Would I seek your face? I'll raise my voice out and sing. Tell them all what you've done for me, even in my darkest days. I'm gonna sing your praise. I'll raise my voice out and sing. Tell them all what you've done for me, even in my darkest days. I'm gonna sing your praise. Everywhere I look today, every common tree is saved. My heart, where would I be if you never gave me the eyes to see? I praise you, oh, I praise you. I raise my voice out and say, tell them all what you've done for me, even in my darkest days. I'm gonna sing your praise. I raise my voice out and say, tell them all what you've done for me.
I'm going to bring on Tony, okay, so he can do the Bible reading. It's called Reminders to a New Generation from Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 43.
I guess that just saves me from the time from telling him what I'm reading.
Huh?
I said, I guess that just saves me time from telling him what I'm reading.
Hi again. Took a little time off. You know, you people can be a bit stressing. Not really. You know, God's Rainbow Ministry, we love you all. No matter who you are, godly or demon-like.
Amen.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
So tonight's going to be Deuteronomy, as Ken said, 4, 1 through 43. And we go. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes of the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord does. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Paul of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive, every one of you. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, and you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And guess what? Right there in the middle of everything, I lost control of the mouse. I guess sometimes this just happens because, I guess, sorry. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Oreb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Then they came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire in the midst of heaven and darkness, cloud and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and might observe them in the land which you cross over to possess. Take heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the people under the whole heaven as a heritage. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be his people, an inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I would not cross over the Jordan, that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, but I must die in this land. I must not cross over the Jordan, but you shall cross over and possess the good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God is forbidding you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land and act corruptly and make the carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, and you will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, he will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For now, ask concerning the days that are past, which were before you. Since the day God created man on the earth and asked from one end of heaven to the other, whether any great thing like this has happened or anything like it has been heard, did any people hear the voice of God speaking out in the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation, by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord himself is God. There is none other beside him. Out of heaven he let you hear his voice, that he might instruct you on earth. He showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of it. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them. And he brought you out of Egypt with his presence, with his mighty power, driving out from before your nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land as an inheritance, as it is this day. Therefore, know this day and consider it in your heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land of the Lord, because your God is giving you all the time. Then Moses set apart three cities on this side of the Jordan, toward the rising of the sun, that the manslayer might flee there, who kills his neighbor unintentionally, without having hated in time past, and that by fleeing to one of these cities he might live. Bezer in the wilderness of the plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead for the Gideites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. So you know there's always got to be some place for evil to run to. Even if you do it on accident, you have to have somewhere to go. I think I'm being hit with a swarm of locusts. Now we'll give you a word of worship. We're going to take it from Psalms 31, 14 through 16. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. And then, you know, I like to end it with a little bit of Proverbs. It's always a little dark. It makes you think. Got tonight, we got Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. Amen. Thank you all again for letting me into your homes, your bedrooms, your basements, wherever you're listening from. Remember, I'm just here to share the word with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared, the way it was meant to be spread and learned. So, thanks for letting me in. See you again later.
Amen. And you read that with such passion.
I mean.
Yes. Yes, yes. Such passion. All right. Well, that ends this Bible reading from Tony F. Oh, all right. Well, I guess we're going to play a little bit bit more music, and then we're going to get into the prophetic message. Okay. All right.
There is nothing more than ordinary. I'll born to pray, born to pray. Taking the plunge into vulnerability. I was born to pray, born to pray. Being for you, created for you. I was born to pray. From my heart, from my heart, from my heart.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get into the final message, and that is the prophetic word. And this goes out to all those who need it today, and you know who you are. The Father says today, commit every day's projects to me, and I will keep your mind focused and receptive to the task. You are not scatterbrained. You are not absent-minded because you have the mind of Christ. When needed, I will bring you to your remembrance, not just some things, but all things that are needed and necessary at that moment. My mind is reinforcing your thoughts, your memory, and your grasp of every changing situation. Never allow yourself to be confounded. You aren't being confounded. You are simply being confronted by pressure. Realize this, that greater is the pressure of my glory on the inside flowing out than the pressure of the outside trying to confuse and disorient you. When you feel exasperated, remember that my name is Helper. Do you need help? I am your help. Since I am your help and your helper, then you are never helpless, are you? You are never helpless because I am with you. I am your helper. That is who I am and what I do. When you feel uninformed or lacking knowledge, know that I am the teacher. I will teach you things not only of my kingdom, but every day and secrets of wisdom that will put you over in life. I will cause the right answer at the right time to surface in your thoughts and solve every riddle you are struggling with. So no more fear, says God, for that is not the spirit I give. Never fear not knowing, not understanding, not remembering, or grasping what is necessary. For my power and my soundness of mind is reinforcing your every aspect of your mind and mentality to equip you for the day I put you over in victory. And amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Like I said, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Okay. Well, I'm going to play one more song. Okay, and then I'm going to get Tony up to give us
something,
a closing prayer or a statement.
Or something.
Okay. Hopefully it's a closing prayer or a statement. Okay, so here we go. Or both.
We
I'm coming.
As we all go our separate ways tonight, may God bless you, keep you safe, and keep you blessed. That's all I'm going to say on the prayer part, on the statement part. I'm going to thank the police of New York, who today apologized to the gay community for the attack by the police on Stonewall in 1969, which started the gay liberation movement. Everybody knows, at least we do, that night we were attacked for no reason, and thanks to a handful, and bless their hearts, drag queens, today we have the movement we have. I know I'm not supposed to push the gay agenda too much, but tonight and all this month I'm going to, so get ready, let the rainbow flag fly.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless everyone, and thanks for everyone for tuning in, the ones who called in, the ones who are listening in the chat room, the ones who are on the link, okay, may God bless you, may he keep you highly favored, okay, don't forget, tomorrow, is another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, okay. Okay. Well, I wasn't expecting that comment in the chat room. Amen. Well, okay, we have a caller that called in at the very, very last second. Let's find out who it is. Okay. Hello. Is this Don?
I hope not.
He dropped anyway.
Okay.
So, anyway. Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. God bless. Have a good night. Bye-bye.